welcome to the You're Late Podcast, episode 30. This is a fun episode with my wife and Meg.
And my Meg.
And this is a party time. Party Central.
Yeah. We want to thank them both for being here with us.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah.
You're welcome.
It was a very lovely episode.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
Nice to see you for more than 10 minutes in the day.
We figure we'll introduce them now because they failed to introduce themselves.
Yes. Yeah, we were bad at that. We were really bad at that. That's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we should get on with our intro.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, comments, concerns, karate moves, recipes, ships in a bottle, Macarena moves, whatever else, just email us at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
And also go on Facebook at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast and on Twitter at @your_late.
If you're new to the podcast, thank you for downloading. We've been building back up in
our... Welcome. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
It's pretty awesome.
Rankings, yeah.
Thanks again for doing that and listening and liking our page and all that stuff. We got a lot of new follows and crap.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, crap. So we really appreciate it.
You know, your stupid follows.
If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the podcast, rate us on iTunes, give us 5 stars because we need the validation.
Yeah. We need people to tell us how good we are.
Yeah, we just need that.
And tell other people about it.
Yeah, you can do that if you want. They won't get it.
Not to be needy or anything.
But, you know, if you want to share us, that's cool. Today we talk again. We already did this part.
Two lovely ladies.
I forgot my where am I?
What year is it?
Yeah. You teed me off.
I did.
Okay, we were just talking about this off the mic. That happened to me. Somebody came up to me and said, "What's today's date?" And I was like, and it like took me forever. And then I was like, this happened in like September. So like, it was like September 23rd. And then they just like ran away.
Came up to you, "Are you Martin?"
No. At first I said Friday, or I said like Thursday. And they were like, "No, today's date." And I was like, oh. But then I was like mad because like, if I was in the movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm that guy in the movie who, like, they run up to, the time traveler, I look like such an idiot. Normally they're like, it's Thursday, September 23rd, you idiot. George Bush is president. And then, yeah, that didn't happen. It was just me going,
Don't you have a smartphone?
Yeah.
Your answer to him is?
Just being all...
all millennial and whatnot.
All millennial. Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy 5 hours of us.
Yeah, do you have any kinks?
Oh, shit. Yes. We should do that part, right?
Yeah.
How about you?
I have nothing.
You have something. You have Meg.
I do have Meg. Meg, what are we doing this weekend?
I don't know. I don't know what date it is.
You're going to see The Martian. No, I don't know. What movie comes out in 2 weeks? Let me see. Nope. Not there.
Is this the week of Thanksgiving?
No, this is... Oh, my God. You guys are ruining this illusion.
No, it's just playing off the what year is it joke. That's all.
This is the week... Is it before Thanksgiving? No, 2 weeks.
This comes out on the 16th?
Yeah.
Week before.
Oh, okay.
So that's 2 weeks before.
Gotcha.
Right?
No. Thanksgiving's like the 20-something.
26th.
It's
our anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are you guys doing?
I am such a better boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
That's twice.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Now I don't have to get her anything because I remembered.
Well. Yeah. No, that's not how it works.
Right?
No, that's... Yeah, I don't give him show anything.
He really doesn't.
I see you got mega bag of skulls.
About that.
Yeah. It's funnier now.
I know.
Anyway... Nobody knows. Yep. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Nope.
Don't you guys like inside jokes? Yeah, you will. Oh, and
that's like creepy.
Before we,
you will.
You're joining the collection. Real quick, just a quick shout out. Thank you to Laughcast Studios for letting us record the podcast here
once again. Yeah,
well, yeah, this is great. This is our third episode here.
Yeah,
I like it. I think I'm gonna hang up a poster.
Of a peacock.
Of dogs playing posters. Of dogs playing posters. in poses. But that dog says, "Hang in there."
It's like all his motivation poses.
Yeah. Just a picture of like a fire hydrant. Yeah. Like, achieve your goals. Hashtag squad goals. Hashtag bay. Hashtag YOLO. Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy.
Rafcast.com presents.
I can't remember.
We practiced it earlier. Come on. Yeah, yeah.
What did I say?
Oh, okay. Thanks, Chris.
Chris, come up.
Great.
Everybody.
You know,
so much fun.
Thank you.
Weird.
Nothing.
All
right. Love you so much.
Love you.
Thanks, man.
It's always weird when it, like, now that you guys know we're recording, it's like,
now the pressure's on.
Oh my god!
Should have been like Nerdist.
Don't
just
fuck
not
this
said
up.
Said anything?
But yeah, that's what we normally just like hit record.
Yeah.
I usually have it on when you walk in the door.
Yeah.
Well, I try to.
Last time you got me good.
Yeah.
Got you so good.
Got you so good, you fucker. Then the only problem with that is you start talking for 20 minutes with the mic down here.
Yeah.
And you miss all the good stuff.
What are the topics? Today.
There are no topics. We never.
Oh, we should have done like a newlywed game, like a.
We're not married.
Yeah, I know, but like a like a relationship game.
We're not in a relationship.
I feel like that's the quickest way to get people, like, get your significant other to resent you. It's like,
oh yeah,
we're doing better than them. They're doing better than us.
Yeah, it's a good way to bridge the gap. Yeah. Between, I don't know. I gave up on that thought. I was like 30 seconds in. Now I know we're recording. You know? I never knew we were recording until now.
What?
This whole time, I didn't think we were recording a podcast.
This whole thing's not real.
Yeah.
It is weirder once you say that we're recording.
Oh my god, yeah. You just, that's why you usually just, yeah,
just go.
Sneak it in.
So what are you guys drinking this morning?
It's going to start turning into that SNL skin.
Yeah, yeah. And sweaty
yeah, yeah, yeah. Good times.
It is. This is fun. What do you guys think of the place?
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much better than the Peacock Room at our house.
Really?
But I miss the Peacocks.
We
should,
convince him to put the Peacocks up in here.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
That would be pretty awesome.
Just cut the drywall out with a knife.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not even a picture, just put up the whole sheet.
Yep. The entire.
Hey, we're going to sheetrock your basement.
That would be pretty cool.
He has the classic dogs playing poker.
The classic. The best part is, if you notice, the frame is part of the poster.
What? Oh.
I just noticed that, actually. I've been here a million times.
That's pretty good, then.
Oh yeah,
that's good art. That's that a Picasso?
That's some good art right there.
That's some good art. I don't know. I feel like we should start over. I'll just walk outside and walk back in.
Hey.
I ordered a book this week.
Yeah.
I was a victim of I guess of TV advertising and sneaking them into a show. I was watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
He throws a book out on the table like, that sounds interesting. I think I'll order it.
Is it The Sunsetter Retractable Awning?
No, it was
the free book.
Yeah. It was The Art of Peace.
Yeah, The Art of Peace.
Yeah. I went on. Apparently everybody else in the country decided to order it too because it was sold out on Amazon.
Really?
I went to look at it, yeah.
Don't you have that?
I don't. I have The Art of War.
Oh.
The exact opposite of that.
Yeah, this
same
was,
author?
No. It was this guy's answer to Sun Tzu.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never read it. Because who is that guy? I don't know.
I don't know. All Japanese people are smarter than me, I feel like.
Yeah. You could have got really racist with that, and you didn't. So, bravo. All Japanese people are. Please.
Well, okay. According to Cupsy, they all play Mahjong in the corner.
That's right. That's right. This is good. This is the weirdest thing. I don't feel like any of this is usable yet.
No?
No, maybe.
Sure it is.
I'll edit that part out. 40 minutes in.
We'll just start over.
So what we normally do here.
You just have like every episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of.
You're giving away our secrets. Mm. It's our way of making us look vulnerable.
Yep, exactly.
You just tore down the curtain to the no.
It's supposed to make us likable.
They have a control. Are they their video game in here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Xbox.
We forgot to play Drunk Mario Kart last night.
Oh, we couldn't find the N64. We were gonna play Drunk Mario Kart after the bar last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Devin McMonagle.
McMuffin.
McMurmur.
You almost said McMuffin.
I know. I forgot how to say his last name. Wow.
That's pretty cool. What bar were you guys at?
Dino's in Glen Olden.
I have never been there.
It's all right.
Stop banging the table. I'm just kidding. I'm totally no, no, no. Sorry. Seriously, I'm just totally kidding. Totally kidding. What you're hearing
is not a test.
Meg brought these severed heads with her. And she keeps just like picking them up and then dropping them on the table.
It's really creepy.
It's really distracting.
She won't break eye contact.
No. Yeah. They look like they're shrunken. I don't know. So Dino's is a good time, that place?
Sure.
That's such an old man, Mark Maron-esque thing. Yeah, it's a good time there, yeah.
Kind of a dive bar, huh?
There's this guy, Mark Maron.
I know who Mark Maron is. Okay. What the fuck? Can you say that on your podcast?
Really?
What, Crow?
You're going to ask if he can say curse words?
I'm kidding.
Okay. That was a good joke. See, that? Now that's the caliber I'm talking about. No, I'm kidding.
That's more like a comedian's wife. Yeah.
Am I living up to your standards now?
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
You totally are. Is this weird or what?
No banging on the table.
There's a sign.
Wait, I'll just, I know.
Everybody just stop to watch me make noise into a Starbucks
I feel like
cup.
I'm just peeking at you over this.
This is weird. I feel like Mr. Wilson.
How did you guys sit the other week? Do you guys sit like right next to each other?
That was a mistake.
The first week's episode that we did it was we were next to each other,
and that hurt our necks.
When we're like this, and then that's why you hear my voice cut out for like it'll sound like.
Yeah, because they have a thing. I banged on the table now too, guys. I'm sorry.
I think we should just all do it.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. That was exciting. Look at that.
I'm really happy that happened.
It was like hitting the reset button.
What did you guys do this weekend?
I had only been...
Jake got a haircut.
I know, I noticed.
Got a haircut.
And he didn't brush it this morning, but...
It looked like Macklemore.
Downtown!
I actually was downtown for the haircut.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Yeah, I was trying. Yeah. I got a comped haircut this week.
Oh.
Because I did a comedy show for the guy, and I was supposed to get one last time, and I didn't say anything, so I went this time, and he made the reservation, and it said, haircut, cop.
Cop.
I was like, whoa. So I got a cop haircut right now.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How was the Riddle show?
Oh, my God, a disaster.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
That's why I never set up a... We know Nick very well. I would have loved to set something up there. And I was like, I don't know if it'll work. It does not work.
No.
The entire time, the crowd was just roaring.
It's too big of a bar.
Yeah, it's not set up for it because people who are on the other side of the bar think they have free room. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
It almost sounded like an ice cream man.
What, that?
Okay. You know what? I was reaching.
No, it's Zelda.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Nerd.
Thanks.
I don't have any games.
No.
Anymore. I want to play games, but then I like, 10 minutes in, I feel like Michelle wants to watch TV too.
I played NHL.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like twice.
Yeah.
Because I 10 golder.
No, I beat you before playing that.
You have
really?
Not.
Yes, I have.
When did you beat me?
You let me win. Oh, is that why?
No, because she was like the.
She unplugged your
controller. She was like the all stars.
Like one team, and Jake was like.
She was the one ranked 99, 100, and I was like AHL 60. That's why.
Oh.
I would train with her.
She just unplugged her controller and let the computer beat you.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
Meg played Call of Duty with me one time.
Did you like it?
No.
She hates video games.
Why do you hate video games?
Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
He plays them a lot.
Yeah. Do you really?
They're fun.
Do you? I don't see him.
Only when Meg's not there.
I've never seen you play a video game. And I'm sure
good
you've
job.
Seen it. I'm sure you see it all the time. And you're like, we have to go to this wedding. And he's just like.
Just one more game.
Yeah.
But I never play it when you're over, though.
Well.
When you're sleeping, I do. Like this morning.
I know, I'm not.
When she's sleeping, a.k.a. eyes open on her phone.
She was playing. She was sleeping this morning, and I played FIFA real quick before he came over.
Did you really?
I did.
That sounds like an addiction.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a fun
game. FIFA's fun. That is a good game.
It's an intervention.
I haven't played video games all weekend.
It's just a PlayStation 4, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do Blu-ray?
On, of course.
Yeah. Okay, that was a dumb question. I know. I don't have Blu-ray. I still don't. I have an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We only have it to play DVDs.
Is there really that big of a difference in quality?
No.
It almost sounded like I said quality.
Quality.
That's cool.
That's koala.
That's koala. I'm trying.
Koala.
So let's address our guests here.
Yes.
This is so weird because. We're new to the guest thing, so normally we just have a conversation, but when we do that, you guys get quiet.
Yeah.
So now we need to talk to you about your deepest fears.
Right.
Yes. Tell us something interesting.
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah.
Why let's start with that.
Yeah.
Let's start with who are you? I mean, I know who you guys are.
But they don't. They don't.
They.
I mean, when you guys listen back
yeah,
tomorrow,
when
you, they,
you,
yeah.
You won't know who you are. So... You are. She's just staring at me like, no.
Meg.
You're Meg. You're
yeah,
the famous
my
Meg.
Meg and everybody.
No, another
your
Meg.
Friend.
Yeah, yeah. And you are?
Shell.
Why are you
one
so,
word.
Why are you guys getting so like.
Because it's weird.
And why is it weird?
I don't know.
You guys feel self-conscious?
We're not going to ask you guys to kiss or anything. This isn't Howard Stern. So, why don't you leave?
For the record, we didn't want to shut the curtains.
Hey. All right. Well, thanks for having us on.
Yeah. Now that we got that out of the way.
I feel like it just got awkward.
No, it's all right. This is the whole thing is awkward.
Yes.
Because we don't have an established show, and we're basically asking our girlfriends and wives to come play make pretend in our fort. Yeah. That's exactly what's happening right now. And they're like, oh, so this is, it's like when little girls see the kids playing in the fort, they're like, what are you guys doing there? And then they go in, they're like, oh, you're just sitting in here.
This sucks.
Yeah.
What's weird being on the other side, because you guys have recorded at our house for so long.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've always heard, well, I've never heard, like, I always listen to the podcast after. But I always hear you guys laughing and stuff upstairs. And then, well, and recently in the dining room.
Just a lot of crying.
And I am not allowed to watch TV.
Yeah. What I thought was laughter was just bawling.
Yeah. Just me sobbing into a microphone.
No, so it's weird being on the other side of it.
I think it's weird that you guys are here.
Thanks.
No, I mean
on
that.
On that note.
Yeah, no, I mean that I'm just trying to stir the pot and get a conversation.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to break the ice here. No, it's totally weird. Totally weird you guys are here. Because it's really not. You're our number one supporters.
You are.
And we love you guys.
Yeah.
I love you more than her, obviously.
What? And her.
I gotta look like, you know, like so in love right now. Like I got...
Stars in your eyes?
Stars.
Aw. I saw the stars there. That was cute.
If you look close enough, you can see Orion.
You ever see the video where that squirrel turns around? It's like, No.
No.
Never saw that?
No. What is that?
That's the face you made. Someone out there knows what I'm talking about.
I put up something
it's
the other
not
day.
That, not important.
on Facebook. I put something. I should share it on our year late page because I'm talking about it now. It's a dog. Did you see it? It's a dog with in front of a plate of cupcakes. No. Did you see it? No. Did you see it? You guys still haven't.
You told me you shared it, but I never saw it.
I want to pull out my phone. I don't care. It's breaking procedure here.
We do it all the time. What are you talking about?
You might hear like noise in the microphone.
Do they film this?
That's me.
Not that they're filming right now, but
they're not filming it right now, but they can. So that's why we did it. It's jello wrestling. Right, Bumba?
Yes.
Ooh, look at
the right
color.
Over here.
With the two of you?
Yeah. us jello wrestling. Bubba likes it. I mean,
it's fun.
I'm trying to find the thing, but
you do Jello Angels.
Jello Angels. Yeah, so it says this right here. If you can see it.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
You have?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the dog just staring.
Oh my god.
He's like, I can't look.
The dog's like doing his best not to look at a plate of cupcakes right in front of his face, and then they keep flashing to these horrific Vietnam photos.
Yeah, I thought it was done, so I pulled it away, but that is
oh my god.
That is awful.
It's so great.
It's terrible.
I really like it. I'll share it on the page next week.
We should have brought Bud. He would have sat right here.
He
would have.
Yeah. You guys could have brought
Buster.
I'm sorry.
Oh, they would have gotten along really well.
Yeah, that would have just been an hour of.
Jim told you about that, right? Jim told you about that.
Our
dog is a nervous wreck.
So, and Buster hates other dogs.
So does ours.
Until they're in the house, and then he's like.
What's he like? Meg, do you have a dog? You guys have a dog, right?
No. Thanks for bringing it up.
Sore subject.
We don't. No, she died.
When?
No, it was years ago.
Oh, okay.
I do want a dog, though.
Earlier today, we were walking her and she got off her leash.
It just happened.
And I came right here afterward.
You jerk. You knew that.
I saw a dead cat on my way here.
Ooh.
Oh.
Roadkill?
Yeah. Mm. Unless I was taking a nap on the line. A cat nap. They're famous for those, right?
Good places any.
You guys, you're famous for those. Get up. Get a room.
I want another dog.
You want another dog?
What kind?
An English bulldog.
Ooh.
Those are fun.
They're so cute.
You just snort everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, those things like...
Bud would do good with one because it'll be... We'd get it as a puppy.
They're scary so looking. Bud would freak out.
No, because we'd get it at a puppy and Bud likes little dogs. And then he'd be... And then it would just grow up with them.
They are adorable puppies.
Mm-hmm.
I hear with those dogs, though, you have to like... finger paint their nostrils because
you have to clean them out.
You have to like go through and be like
you have to go under their folds and clean them.
Oh
yeah, do they sound as appealing now, man?
Nope. I want a husky.
Yeah,
do you really?
Or a labsky.
Oh, they're pretty.
Yeah,
dude, I was never like a lab person. Like I was like, what's the big deal? And then I met a lab a couple weeks ago at Christy's party.
Oh, they're so the best. Cute.
And he was
Axel.
Mm-hmm. And it was a really cute dog.
They're the best. I had one growing
up.
So
sweet.
They had like the cutest eyes and it was just like so good.
Yeah.
That's got like bug eyes.
Yeah, he does.
But they're so sweet.
Okay, we're not going to talk about Bud the whole time.
It's like my baby.
Yeah. Another thing that Bud does.
Yeah. I brought these pictures.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
What's your stance on ghosts?
They're real.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Agreed. I know Meg does.
What are your stance?
Do you believe in them yet, Bob?
Well, I think my grandmother is haunting my nephew.
Wait, why?
Well, not in a bad way. I believe it. So, her name is Dorothy, but all of her sisters called her Eunice as a nickname.
Uh-huh.
And my cousin's son, my aunt's been watching my cousin's son because... My cousin just had surgery last week, so she's been helping out. Last week, her son was playing in the corner, and he goes, "Where's Eunice?" He's only 2 years old.
What?
There's no possible way that he knows.
I believe it.
Her name or anything like that. And it's on my aunt's license plate and on her email, but he can't read, obviously. He's 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And then she asked him, like, "Who's Eunice? Who are you talking about?" And he goes, "You know, Noah's friend. Noah's my nephew. Noah's friend." Like, what? What are you saying?
Whoa.
And he doesn't call him, he never calls him Noah, he calls him No-No.
Would there, trying to think of a plausible explanation.
No, there's no, because it's none. Real, because they're there. And they say that kids can see them until they're like 5 or 6 when they can start reasoning.
Yeah.
What did I do?
You banged them too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. There's a sign.
No, but they say that kids believe in them until they're like 5 or 6 until they have like, till they can reason.
That's
and they don't believe in them anymore.
They do, yeah, they're more susceptible to them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you guys think imaginary friends are?
Could be.
Maybe.
Except Bing Bong.
We just watched
Bing Bong.
We just watched Inside Out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think, like, when I see a kid with an imaginary friend, I'm like, ghost. Like, immediately.
Well, probably is.
Like, that's Marvin Hamlish. Like, I don't
have you guys
know.
Ever seen Ghost?
No.
Seen one, but I've experienced one. My grandmom's house is haunted. Someone died in it before she lived there. And I was over there watering her plants. And someone was I was in there by myself, and it was nighttime. Someone started walking down the steps and banging, because that's what it sounded like. And first thought was like, who's in the house? Someone's here. And I realized that no one was there, and I ran out of the house. And
what?
I started crying. Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Like 5 years ago.
So not long ago.
No, maybe a little longer than that. Yeah, no, not too long ago.
And it wasn't just like a...
Crazy.
You guys ever watch Taps, the Ghost Hunters, like that, those guys? They're always like, it's a leaky pipe. And then... I want to make my own ghost show, because all you have to do is go, shh, did you hear that?
Yeah, exactly.
For 30 minutes.
And have something rigged to a beeper that you can just press a button, like, beep, beep, beep. Oh, it went off again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm getting a call.
Yeah,
So, hold on.
There's ghosts everywhere. We have ghosts in our house.
What?
So you heard... No. Wait, what?
She just scared the shit out of Jamie.
Shut up. No, we don't. What the fuck?
There's ghosts everywhere.
Michelle's a witch, and she's been conjuring.
No, okay, hold on.
There's ghosts everywhere.
Guys, oh god, we got so many good stories. In the apartment, this
Bad to the Bone starts playing. That was a ghost.
I got a ghost in my house.
A ghost just started playing piano. Nobody's even at the piano, and the keys are moving. But at the apartment. Let's start there, and then I need to find out what's going on with the house.
I've seen a lot of ghosts.
What the hell are you talking about?
Jake, I've seen them at the apartment. I talked to you about how I saw them when I was kids, how I saw them at the apartment, and I've seen them at our house.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
At our house.
Well, I didn't tell you about the house because I didn't want to scare you. But
where
too late?
What the fuck?
I woke up in the middle of the night.
Oh Jesus!
Because I always wake up in the middle of the night, and when I sat up, it looked like a woman looking out the window.
Shut up.
She had like a ponytail.
Dude, shut up.
I'm not kidding.
Jesus Christ. I already freak out in the middle of the night.
That was Jake's other lover.
You mean...
That's why sometimes in the middle of the night I turn the light on.
I've never noticed that.
It's because you're sleeping.
Weeks later, Michelle was checked into the...
Oh my god. Is she like
I think I'm dreaming, and I think I'm like in
between you are.
Like dreaming and waking up.
Does she look like the old lady from Titanic?
No, she doesn't look old.
How old is she hot?
No.
Wait, did she ask about him?
Yeah. No,
no, but I think I'm just sleeping and I think I'm waking up.
What the hell? Seriously. How many
what
times has this happened?
Only once at the house.
Well, how long ago?
Like right after we moved in.
Dude, I wake up in the middle of the night like
at
to just to have to pee, and it's like the
I'll
lay in bed
you,
for like an
you?
Hour. I turn the flashlight on and I run.
Our bathroom is like
I pee everywhere. Like, I'm not in there. I'm not in there for accuracy. I'm just like get out, and then I run back. I'm not even done. There's just a trill. And then I'm like, Shell, Bud peed all over the house.
You're just running back in the room with your dick's out, like
This is
the apartment. Back.
Pants around your ankles.
Well, tell them about the floating pants.
The floating pants, that was definitely a dream. I can't imagine that was real.
Is this like a book?
Jake snores like really, really loud. Since we got the king bed in the house, I never leave the room. But in the apartment, we slept in a queen, and Jake snores really loud, so I would leave the room and sleep on the couch. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm sitting. When you said he snores in floating pants, I'm thinking, picturing a cartoon where he's just sitting on his face, like just fluttering in the wind.
Yeah. So tell
Tell him what happened.
No, so I went and I slept on the couch because he was snoring so loud. And I don't know, I woke up and I thought I saw, like, pants floating. I'm telling you, it was a dream.
Oh my god, Dockers!
It's probably because I was doing laundry before I went to bed, so I was dreaming of pants.
Don't discount it now.
I'm not discounting it.
Yeah, you are.
I am, but that's because
you don't want to look crazy.
I don't look crazy because I believe in ghosts and I believe I've seen them. But I don't think the pants were a ghost. Why would there be just pants?
Why would there be ghosts in the pants?
She said it was like, did you say I zoned out? Was it like, like it was in the air? So like it looked like it was standing on the dining room table.
Yeah.
Did she say that part?
No.
Okay.
No, he doesn't listen to me.
No. I was.
Yeah.
What about? So you haven't experienced any paranormal?
He doesn't believe in them.
No. Well, I'm coming around to the idea more so. I think it was more denial than anything else. But
yeah.
You can come stay at our house and wait for the lady.
Okay.
What the hell?
Wait, so how old? Okay. Like, is she old enough to where she would still be racist?
No, she looked like she was like 40.
Like she would see a brown man and be like, "Get out."
Yeah.
Sleep in the basement.
I would. Cool. I don't think. Okay, now I'm bringing the pee cup into the bedroom. Yep.
Yep. You just ruined. Jake's never leaving the bedroom at night anymore.
I found a pee cup in the basement, by the way.
What?
Good job trying to hide it.
Which pee cup?
It was a big Dunkin' Donuts cup. It was down the basement. Better not be a pee cup.
So you strategically placed pee cups around
no,
the
room? No, it was not.
I have about 9 pee cups in the house.
I'll find them all.
I wash them out right after.
Smart.
Jake has never lived in a house that has a second floor. His entire life, he's always lived in a rancher.
Right.
And
I've got 3 in the living room.
And then we were in the apartment, and we were on the first floor. So now
there's another one right here.
He doesn't like having to go upstairs to go to the bathroom, which is why he wants pee
cups. Okay, it's not. it's a plausible thing.
No, it's not.
So when are we coming over for dinner?
I don't use the...
We'll bring our own cups, thank you.
No, don't worry. They're like Dunkin' Donuts cups, usually.
Yeah, so if you're drinking out of a Dunkin' Donuts cup, that means I don't like you.
You know they sell this thing? My dad had it for when he would travel a lot. It's a little baggie that you pee in, and it turns your pee into a solid, like, instantly.
Oh, so it doesn't, like, get all over your car or something?
No, yeah, it's like a pee bag, and it turns into, like, a gelatin brick.
Oh.
That's, like, what's in the basement.
For you.
Oh, the damp rids?
Yeah, for the dehumidifier where those bags we hang.
The damp rids, yeah.
Did you guys all experience that shift in sound, or was that just me? Was that
a ghost?
It was a ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It all went out of my left ear, so that's good. Did you hear the static?
Yeah, I did. I heard that.
Like the static when I say something.
What are you guys doing next week when we're gone? Are you going to release this one while
we're gone? This is this episode.
Yeah, you have a big wedding coming up, right?
Yeah.
We're going to Jamaica.
Florida.
Oh, my God.
We're going to Florida.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to drive to Jamaica.
Yeah. There's a bar there called Jamaica.
Real quick, hold on. The ghost thing. I mentioned this before about Alex's house.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop. Don't talk about that one.
See, Michelle saw it.
I ran upstairs. I couldn't.
That's terrifying.
It was because I think what made it so terrifying is it wasn't like a ghost thing. It was somebody legit just like was writing on the wall.
What?
Before
what?
You didn't hear this?
Before
no.
The guy died.
We talked about it in one episode.
Jake's friend, the one that
busted.
Jake's friend, the one that he was just the best man in the wedding for.
Yeah.
They bought a house in Kennett Square, and it's a beautiful house. It's like a old farmhouse, and they're updating it right now. And but before they moved in, the person that they bought it from died, but he died with his head in the toilet, and he was completely naked. And his what did Alex told us is liquids went everywhere.
Well, yeah, you know when
they
you
had
die.
To they yeah, had yeah, to re- you, yeah they had to redo oh my the God. Floors there, and but the guy apparently he was like an artist or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But I guess he was a little off, and he wrote some interesting stuff on the basement wall.
Did you read any of it or no?
I couldn't. I started to read it and I just like got
it was
got, like,
seriously like
and
it was
upstairs.
Seriously like a curse. The first sentence was like,
yeah,
And when I
and
die,
they still haven't, they still haven't covered it yet.
Death
that
is but a door.
That would have been the first thing I did.
Yeah. Time is but a window. I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, it's from Ghostbusters 2, and they talk about Viggo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, man.
There was an article about that guy.
Viggo the Carpathian?
Yeah, about the actor who played him.
Oh,
that guy was a Nazi's son.
He was in Die Hard.
Was he?
Yeah, he was one of the guys who shot the bazooka at the cop car.
Oh, no way.
At the window, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You just hear him going, Schnell, Schnell, Schnell.
What's that mean?
Yeah, I see him.
There was a big, big article about his tragic life, and I made about 3 paragraphs in, and then I gave up.
His father was a Nazi?
His father was a Nazi, and just like his father, everybody always wanted to paint them. People were like, I want to paint you. I say that as a joke to people, and people actually say that to people. That's crazy.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
That Nazis did? Were paint people? What are you talking
about? No, okay, yeah, I see how we got there. he was a Nazi son, and the dad was a Nazi, obviously, if he the Nazi son. but random artists, not Nazi artists, would just walk up to them and be like, hey, I want to paint you. Oh. And that's how that painting happened.
Oh.
I think that's how that painting happened.
That's how the Viggo the Carpathian painting happened?
Yeah.
And then they just kept it for the movie?
I think that's how that happened.
Was that kind of like...
I didn't read the whole article.
They took they would take like pictures like that in like the 40s. It would be like people walking down the street, and then a photographer would just take their picture, and then they would try to sell them the picture after. Because people didn't really, they didn't have like cameras really then.
That happened to me at a McDonald's. I'm not kidding.
The
this isn't a joke.
The coolest picture of my grandfather is just because someone took a picture of him walking down the street and then he bought it.
Huh.
I guess. Why don't people take pictures of people anymore? You mean
it's
like
called,
a private?
It's called Snapchat now.
Yeah. Private eye.
Yeah. They're watching you.
But no, seriously, that happened to me at a McDonald's. There was a guy, I was there with Alex, and, we were sitting at a table, and there was this black dude, like, I think this is by the Gallery Mall or something. I don't know where we were. Probably not the Gallery, because I don't think I've ever been there. So I don't know why I said Gallery. But he was just staring at us. And he's like, this was, like, I was in 10th grade. He's, like, staring at us, smiling, and then looking down. We're like, man, that guy really likes us. Like, what's going on? And then he comes over a minute later, and he drew us.
He just,
like,
give it to you?
Take your shirt off.
Yeah, no,
he
puts it,
money.
He puts it on the table, goes, here you go. We're like, oh, thanks. He's like, yeah, now if I can get a $10 donation. It's like, no.
Was it a picture of you wearing the blue diamond or the heart of the ocean?
I was wearing, yeah, staring out a window. Yeah. No, that's weird. Have you guys ever been hustled by a homeless guy, like, pretty hard, so you had to give him money?
No.
No?
I just ignore.
Like, sometimes I'll give him change, but we talked about this before. I'll give them, like, the change in my pocket sometimes, but, like, the other day I was at work. Mm-hmm. Inside, like, in the school I'm in has security that, like, no one's supposed to get in there unless they have an appointment. And this lady's walking around with her daughter. The lady's very overweight. Comes up to me, is like, excuse me, is there some way I can get food around here or something? I was like, yeah, there's a cafe right there. Oh, I don't have any money. I'm trying to get something to eat for my daughter. I'm looking at her like, no. Oh, because, like, she's clearly taking care of herself.
Yeah.
Like, give some food to your kid, then.
Yeah.
Like, stop eating all of your food. Like, if she's that concerned about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I kind of just, like, blew her off. I was like, no, you can go down there and buy something, but that's about it.
I mentioned before the story about, like, sorry, now I'm in trouble. When
every time someone bangs, let's just count down from 3 again.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, damn it!
Yeah.
One of the first times I did comedy at Helium, like an open mic, the guy got me for $10 outside.
Oh, really?
He was doing the whole song and dance. He's like, "What's the best nation in the world?" I'm like, "What? What? What is it?" He's like, "A donation." I'm like, "Ah, damn it!" And I was gonna give him something smaller, but I only had a 10. So
it's
because
you're too
10.
Nice and you talk to everybody.
Okay, I know.
You have to be like me sometimes. Just turn your head away. Yeah. Walk away.
So I gave him $10.
No speaker.
Cut to 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, we're shooting our engagement photos.
Yeah.
And like walking down the parkway.
Yeah.
And we're in Franklin Institute and he's there. He shows up and he's just like comes up to us asking for money again. And I'm like, oh, it's my buddy. We had this long conversation. I gave him $10. He was song and dance man. I'm like, oh, what's going on, man? He's like, you think this is a fucking game?
Oh my God.
You think I'll fucking stab you? And we're like,
all right, let's go.
Our photographer was like, let's go over here.
Yeah, and I was like, I gave him $10. And that was the end of that.
$10 doesn't buy you a friendship, Jake.
I saw your eyes light up. You want to do it?
Three, okay, two, one.
What we're doing anytime you hear
noise. Got to count slower.
Yeah. Oh man, I just had something good
he's
to
gonna
talk
be,
about.
Chris is gonna be so mad. He's gonna come down. He's gonna be like, "How many times did you guys hit this table?"
He's gonna like just like have a freak out. I told you guys like so many times. I put up a sign. I was like, "Please don't hit the table. It messes up our system."
If Halloween does, we should probably stop.
He's watching us on those cameras right now. You guys can get their own.
Yeah, those are his security cameras. Yeah.
It's like that's three bangs so far.
Yeah. Four in the row. Yeah. Oh, man. I was trying to think. I had something good to talk about, and then I lost it.
Oh, you know what? Well, I just did it again. when you're talking about like not knowing if you were asleep or not for the dream, you ever experienced sleep paralysis?
Oh, what? Like when you're dreaming that you can't move?
Yeah, well, no, well, you're conscious, but you can't move.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think I've experienced that all the time.
I think I've dreamt it a lot. But
yeah.
What's that mean? Like, so you're awake and you can't move?
Yeah.
Why can't you move?
I don't know.
Your brain's not awake. So, no, your
like
body's not awake yet, but your brain is.
Are your eyes, like, open?
Yeah, like I'm looking around the room, like, I will.
Are your eyes wide awake? Like, are you wide awake
that's except for
your
body?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like.
How long does it take?
And then I'll close my eyes and then I'll kind of slip back into it. You have to like the way I get out of it is I make myself go back to sleep.
Like tricking yourself.
Yeah, I go back into a dream and it kind of like fades out and then all of a sudden I'll pop up like, holy shit.
That's so scary.
Do you like? I have like selective sleep paralysis. Like I just like
I just don't want to get up.
I just don't want to move.
Like, the alarm clock's going on like. Yeah. I do that.
No, I do that. Do you guys have any like weird recurring dreams that you want to get off your chest? Anything creepy?
Mm-hmm. No.
Meg looks like
not lately. No, I'm thinking.
Is there one from childhood?
I mean the typical falling from a really high tree.
Really?
Yeah, but I haven't had that in a while.
I never had that dream.
Really?
You have it tonight.
Yeah.
That'd be so weird.
I know. Oh. Dream about a ponytail.
I've never had. Everybody always talks about the dream where your teeth fall out, and we saw.
Oh yeah, I've had that.
I've never had that before.
It means something.
Doesn't it mean like you care about what people think about you or something?
Yeah, I think it's like a self
like an insecurity
kind of thing.
Yeah.
I had that dream probably once, and it happened within the past year, and it was really weird. And it wasn't like they all fell out. It was just like they all started grossly falling out.
Oh
like,
yeah.
It was pretty.
You ever have the naked dream?
No.
No.
I've had the naked dream a couple times.
Where were you?
In school. Oh. It's always in school.
Wait. Were you your age or were you...
No, I haven't had it in forever.
Then we'd be signing you up on a list.
It's called Megan's Law.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had it probably since high school.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was recurring. I mean, it was a recurring theme. I wouldn't say it wasn't like the same dream every time, though.
What about you, Shell? Anything?
No.
You don't have no recurring dreams.
I have dreams all the time, but I don't have like recurring.
This is a safe space.
No, I know. I can't think of any like recurring ones I've ever had, though.
Make one up.
I had the one. I think I talked about it on here already. Was like the thing where I was getting chased around my front yard.
Oh yeah.
That was the only one I've ever had recurring.
I dreamt I beat Roger Federer in a tennis match last night.
Really?
wearing jeans.
That's
and a pullover.
Dude, that's pretty cool. Yeah. You're like, dude, I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah.
And pullover.
I know. I was actually I was wearing an Eagles pullover and Star Trek was on TV, the one of the Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
And it turned into a Star Trek like the shirt that they wear.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you know, I'm on the Enterprise. I'm like, what? And then I woke up this morning and Star Trek was on the TV.
Oh. You know what? There is a recent recurring dream I was having. It stopped about almost a year ago, but it happened ever since we moved into the apartment and since I graduated college. I keep dreaming that I've missed a class for an entire semester that I didn't know I was missing, and I couldn't graduate.
Oh, wow.
That's a weird dream.
Yeah. You started having that dream after you graduated?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. That was, the only
we
thing
need,
I
like,
got.
The dream
how does that
book?
Make you feel?
No, I think it stems from like the fear of missing out kind of thing. And I took a lot of like online classes maybe that where like, I don't know, like you can get away with not doing anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just submitting your work. And so, like, I would miss a lot of assignments.
Right.
Because of that. But I don't know why I would dream about it a year after.
Yeah. Like, would you wake up feeling anxious?
Oh, big time. I'd be like, oh my God. I was like, oh, thank God. I would seriously wake up and, like, be not sure if I had graduated from college.
Really?
I'd be like, oh my God, I got to finish my degree. And I'm like, what?
Was that before you started feeling like you had like an overloaded plate?
I've always felt like
but
that.
But I mean, like, so. was that before that, like, you started taking on more and more stuff?
Yeah, I think so. This was before that.
I mean, that's probably has something to do with like your workaholic nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you just constantly want to be doing something.
Yeah.
We talked about before.
Yeah, we have. This actually the
that's
episode.
Good, though.
The episode we did with Cupsy is a really good episode.
Yeah.
The one, I guess last it's last week.
Yeah.
That was a really good episode. There was something I wanted to bring up from that in this one. Now that we have our spouses here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what I was talking about with relationships and how there's two types of roles?
Yes.
I wanted to see what they thought we were and they were. And just to see, I don't want to start a fight.
No, I already know what their answer is going to be anyway.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, yeah. So I read something, it was like an article that said that there's only like two roles you can really play in a relationship. Mm-hmm. One's the nagger and two's the neglector.
Oh, I already know the answer to that.
What's the answer?
I'm the nagger, you're the neglector.
Really?
Yeah.
Michelle's like, yeah, you're the neglector. Yeah. I mean, Megan's like that.
I'm definitely the nagger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
Well, just with like doing things in life, like I'm always telling him like, no, we need to do this, we need to do that.
Yeah.
And he's not neglectful, but he had to have a role.
Yeah.
He's more lax.
I'm the neglector.
No, a role. Why are they both negative? Why can't they be like...
Yeah, I don't know. I think this was more
like...
Why can't it be nurturer? That
becomes positive. Yeah.
I think this was just going to just like play off the faults
or naturally
who you are in the relationship. Of playing.
I feel like most women would be... I mean, most guys have to be pushed to do... Right?
Sure.
You're all naked.
Behind every man is a strong woman.
That's right.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. We're looking at each other.
I don't think
nagger,
Meg's a nagger.
Though.
I think she nurtures me.
Someone who...
Someone that annoys you.
See, I went... Like, we talked about it last week. I'm shocked by Michelle's answer.
Why would you be the nagger? And why would I be the neglector?
Didn't I say that last week? I said I was the nagger, and I thought
why?
You were the neglector.
But I nag you all the time. You don't nag me.
No, I do.
With what?
Cut their mics.
Cut their mics. No, I said it because like I'm always like telling you like I'm always like oh show watch TV.
Oh well yeah
watch
no,
TV.
No that's true. But I guess
show
I'm
is
thinking...
this funny? Is this funny show? Show no, is this funny? That's all.
That's true. But I think it's more. I was thinking more in life in general.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
Life goals.
Yeah.
Squad goals.
I'm sure
goals.
It's all depending on like point of view too. Like it's all situational. Like different situations, you're gonna be more of a someone's gonna be more of a nagger than
that's true.
The other,
it's like
you can't be.
You do.
Did you see that episode of South Park?
Wheel of Fortune.
Stan's dad's on Wheel of Fortune. It says someone who annoys you, and it says end space.
Oh, I got it!
He yells it out.
Yep.
No, it's naggers.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah.
So you guys think you're naggers, huh?
No.
A bunch of
go-getters.
Naggers.
Now that you've said that, now I'm reconsidering.
Recanting.
Are you really?
No, I still think I am more.
You think you're more than...
Did you say it?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm definitely the neglectful one. Because I'm lazy.
I said I was neglectful.
I think everybody has the, like, you both take on the role at different times.
Yeah. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah.
No, not us. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I mean, yeah. Right. Well, see you guys later.
I don't know. I don't know which one I really am. Because...
Who am I?
Oh, that's funny you say that. So this week I went to a lot of times, speaking of neglector, a lot of times right after work I'll have to go do something comedy related.
Right.
And so this happened the other day. I went from work, and then I went to Shake Shack before a show, and I ordered my food, no problem. Then the girl goes, "All right, can I get your name?" And I was like, "Yeah." what's my name? And I couldn't. I honestly could not remember my name. And she's like, "You can't remember your name." And I'm like, "No." I was like, "No, give me a second." And like then like the thought in my head is like, "Just say any name right now. This is looking very bad."
All you hear in your head is, "Ooh na na." What's my name?
And that, yeah, that's how it just was so kind of embarrassing because like it took me a good 30 seconds to remember my name.
Was it like you forgot it and then you started panicking about forgetting it and then it got harder and harder to remember?
Yeah, I think that's exactly.
I don't think I've forgotten my name.
I've been in that situation before.
Really?
Has
I forget my age all the time.
Yeah.
You're like,
I think once you get 22? Past 21, you always forget your age.
Well, I always, like some people, especially if I don't talk to them very often, I'll know their name, but then I'll start thinking about, is that their name? And then I start psyching myself out, like, their name is completely something different.
And just call, that's what.
Ron.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ron. But, like, that's I've known their name for years, but, like, I'll see them once every 3 months, and I'll be like, sup, Steve.
You ever do it with, like, so much confidence when you say the wrong name?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
Did you correct yourself in the moment, or did you do it later?
Well, do they call you out?
No.
Then I probably didn't know that I said the wrong name.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've been called out before, though, and then it's embarrassing.
I don't know.
It's Caroline, Brian.
It all depends on how close you are with that person.
Yeah.
Like if it's just somebody, I really don't care. I'm sorry I forgot your name wrong, but it's not going to affect my day.
Yeah. That happened to me. I was saying goodbye to a security guard the other day, and I was like, "All right, Mark, have a good one." And I looked. No, I said Frank. Frank. And then his name tag said Mark. Or vice versa.
And then there we go. Perfect.
But then I stopped. Like, as soon as I said it and I looked and saw his name was the different one, I was like, "Hey, I'm sorry. It's been a long day. I don't even know where I got Frank or Mark from." And then I just walked away. He's like, "I don't care."
He's like, "See you later."
But yeah. That's all I had.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever call you the wrong name?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Do you care?
You know what's the number one name I get called?
Joe.
Close.
Jake.
Jack.
Jake.
No.
Jim.
John.
No.
Jim.
No. George.
Jay.
It's some. Yes.
Jay?
No. Jay. That's actually, that. Name. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said gay.
That happens when.
What?
Well, guys, now's a good time to say. What do you call it? I get called Josh a lot, randomly.
Hmm.
Like, Josh. Are you Josh? I thought you were Josh. Yeah. It's like,
I was just joshing.
Yeah. That's the one I always get. Yeah. What about you, Bubba?
Do I get called the wrong name?
Yeah. What's the number?
I feel like it'd be hard to call
many.
The wrong name.
Everybody calls me different names.
Yeah. So
are you Bubba at work, or do they call
you
Chris?
No, they'll call me Chris. Well, some guys call me Bub, but for the most part, everywhere in my professional life, I'm Chris. I don't know. I tried to get people to call me Bub, but it just didn't happen.
Really?
So you can call me Bub.
Nah.
Nah, I won't.
Does that make you feel like you're living a double life?
No. Actually, in high school, somebody thought that I was two different people.
Yeah, but yeah.
Kayla Moran, remember her?
That's insane.
Yeah, she thought that Chris Waite and Chester were two different people. She was like, they look so much alike.
To be fair, I mean.
I thought you were Chester for the first while.
Yeah. The creative kids in high school. Yeah. You're from Chester, and you're not black? We're going to call you Chester.
That's a good name. That's it.
Yeah, I think I'll name my son that. I'm just kidding.
Is there anything?
Hell, you will.
Is there anything? What's something exciting that happened to you guys within the last week?
Meg's brother just had a kid.
Oh, my God. Why did I have to think about that one?
You're like,
thanks, babe.
I saw you're like,
good save.
The gears are spinning there.
Yes. He had a son, Bradley Scott Anderson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's really cute. We were out there last night.
Where is there?
They live in Newtown Square.
Okay.
So right on Providence.
So they're local.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they have the baby?
Bryn Mawr.
Oh, wow. That's
really
a good
nice.
One.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, yeah. Is this their first kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're getting married in May.
What?
So, yeah. A lot more paperwork when you're not married.
Really?
Yeah, she had to fill out, like, a whole packet. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was, she did her SATs. Like,
yeah.
Gave her 60 minutes.
Was it hard to get him named, like, for the name Anderson?
I don't know. I think on... I think it said Hopley.
On his birth certificate?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But probably because...
In the hospital, they call the baby whatever the
mom's
name is.
Yeah, baby Hopley, okay.
For the 2 days that they're in.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, as far as the... No, not really.
Okay.
But his birth certificate, it's whatever you want.
Yeah, I think... I don't know, I haven't seen it.
Our 10-year reunion is coming up.
Oh, my God.
I need to put that in my calendar because I keep forgetting
It's November 28th.
This week, right? No. I mean, well, the week this comes out.
Is it?
Where is
no,
it?
No, I think
November
it's two more
28th
weeks.
Two more weeks.
It's
okay.
At
Barnaby's.
Barnaby's. Yes.
Havertown.
Barnaby's.
Havertown.
In the basement.
Brought to you by Barnaby's.
I wish it was
yeah,
that.
It smells
I wish
like,
it was the one on McDade.
It smells like easier. Throw up down there.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. I don't know what it is. Every time I go there, it smells like it.
Out of our class was like, I don't know, like 450 people, something like that.
Yeah.
And they had like 380 people. Like the event.
Whoa!
I don't think. No, I'd
be
shocked.
Like 527.
I'd be shocked if like 100 people showed up. Just because I feel like everybody always says yes to those things.
I think it's going to be that like the group of people who put it together. Like it's
going
to be.
Are you going?
I think we're going to go. Right.
Have fun, guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's right.
I can't. Yeah. Right. Wait. I wasn't invited.
Yeah, you are.
Oh no. Yeah, you can go.
It's.
Yeah, you're allowed to go.
But I didn't graduate in 2005.
You're my date.
She's just trying to get out of it.
We'll
see. No, it's not weird.
No, everybody's bringing dates.
Yeah, that's normal.
I'm bringing Shell.
Are you serious? You're going to be like my trophy. Like, look how hot my girlfriend is.
Ooh.
Bet you guys didn't see me getting this. Definitely.
He was a freshman when I was a senior.
The groundwork early. What was that Megan's Law thing you were talking about?
So is this the cutest baby you've ever seen?
Yeah. They all are. No, he really is precious, though. He's a good-looking one.
Yeah.
Really tiny.
You ever hold, like, a really weird-looking baby? And you're like, well, take it back.
Nice baby.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to get this. I know what I'm getting.
I haven't held
baby.
Any newborns except
a mask.
Oh, my God.
I'll get the baby's first mask. Phantom of the Opera. Baby.
Don't look at me.
But no, it is cute baby.
Yeah.
Cute baby. He was super strong.
Really?
Yeah, he was like.
Doing push-ups?
He's already like rubbernecking, like his head's going.
Really?
Yeah. And I was holding him last night, and he kept trying to poke himself in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So I was moving his hand down, and he just kept fighting it back up. I'm like, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to break your arm. You're a baby. But he's like.
Just pops a can of spinach. What about you, Shell? Anything? What about yesterday on your adventures?
Oh, my adventures?
Yeah.
To Rice's Market. Do you guys ever go to Rice's Market?
I don't know what that is.
No.
Do they sell rice there?
No, they don't. It's in New Hope, PA, and it's like a
New Hope.
Meg's
we love New Hope.
Do you?
Meg loves New Hope.
Yeah, I wanted to move out there.
It's beautiful. The houses are beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We went to Rice's. Me and a friend of mine. We went to Rice's Market, which is just like a gigantic flea market, but they sell a lot of like knockoff handbags and knockoff. Yeah, I got a knockoff Tory Burch wallet. And they, I don't know, they just sell like, and, but then they sell like really.
Girl talk.
As soon as you said that, Jake just looked at each other like, what? What is that? Well,
Tori Burch.
Thora Burch?
Yeah.
Is that the girl from Hocus Pocus?
No, yeah. Tori Burch.
And American Beauty, right? Yeah.
Tori Burch. Her shoes are like $500 a pop. But.
So $1,000 for a pair?
No, yeah, sure.
This one shoe.
Yeah.
You can buy this one shoe for $500.
Yeah. A pop.
It's cool though. It's just like a gigantic flea market, and they have like 300 vendors or something, and every single Saturday.
And it's,
is it like what's that one called around here?
Cowtown?
No.
Boost Corners.
Boost Corner, yeah.
No, it's an outdoor one.
That's like the stuff that they get from Cowtown.
That's like estate sale. Yeah. Just brought into.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's kind of what this place is. And then we went to Peddler's Village. Do you guys ever been there, right?
I've heard that place is cool. No. I've heard that
today's
place.
Today's the
cool.
Apple Festival. Hmm. The Apple Festival is yesterday.
Get out of here.
Do they have like Granny Smiths and.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know any other. Red
it was really cool. They had a live orchestra of like 30 people.
Really?
Yeah, they just were playing in the park and like.
Is it dressed like
down.
Apples?
Or was there somebody with a broom going up to them and going, "Get out of here! Go, go!" That's. See, I would like that stuff.
Yeah.
We talked about this last night. You're like, oh, she thought I was. I would have hated it.
So who's the neglector now?
I think the reason you would have hated it is because it was so packed.
Okay, then yeah.
And I think you would have done your Jake thing where you flip your arms out and bang into everybody.
Guilty.
It's like, you know what? Fuck it.
That's exactly
what he does.
That's what
he
I do.
Puts his arms
that
out
is awesome.
And hits
people. That is awesome.
That's what I do. I'm not proud of it.
You would have took out this like little 7-year-old woman because she did what you do when she put her arms out.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, if she was giving it back, I would have Heismaned her head. I would have just.
She only came up to like my shoulder. So.
Oh my god.
Like the chick that's dancing awesome. Last night. Bumping into everybody. The chick dancing last night.
Oh my god, yeah. There was like these two people and they were like trying to swing dance in the middle of this tiny bar and her purse smacked
what
my
bar?
Drink at Dino's in Glen Olden.
God damn it. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
I don't know what you
now
said.
I feel neglected.
So why were they swing dancing?
I don't know. It was real and it was so some weird. What song was it? It was like the Rolling Stones, I think.
Perfect song.
Yeah,
it was. Like, and they just kept like
honky tonk woman.
Just kept spinning.
She was
each
pissing
other
a lot of people off.
Yeah, they're like throwing high kicks and stuff. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
High kicks. Yeah. She's like, I used to be a rockette.
And she just and no, not kidding. Her name was Isis.
Shut up.
Like real name.
Yeah.
Hopefully she never listens to this. I don't think it'll ever happen.
Yeah, she's like our number one fan. She's just crying right now listening to.
I can't believe I kicked his cup.
She's gonna go ruin an ancient ruin. Ruin a ruin.
Ruin, ruin, ruin.
Ruin, ruin.
Not a stickler tickler.
You see, ISIS, they destroy, like, ancient... They do. They. Know. You know that, right? You guys know that? About ISIS?
They blow stuff up.
But they blow up...
Ancient things.
Yeah, like, things that have, like, historical significance.
Yeah.
Like, they'll go to temples that are basically falling apart already, there's just like a few pillars still standing, but it's like a holy place and people respect it and it's like sacred. And they'll just go and just destroy it.
Huh.
And not like spray paint.
Stuff, are we going?
Spray paint.
Yeah, like ISIS was here. they have a cool tag.
It's like Banksy.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag, yeah. Where are we going?
Well, are we going to Savannah to look at all the historical stuff there?
Yeah, we are. We're going
to
go to Savannah.
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 Savannah. Yeah, next podcast I'm going to have an accent.
Savannah.
No, we did.
Let's hear your accent.
Okay, stop.
Ready, go.
I can't do accents.
Welcome to Savannah.
You can do a southern accent.
No, we're going down to Georgia, you know.
We get some Georgia peaches again.
What a waste. Michelle's like, I want Georgia peaches.
I made Jake drive like an extra like 10 miles to go get Georgia peaches, and they were like going to act.
You were moving to the country?
Huh?
Gonna eat, gonna eat a lot of peaches?
Well, we got suckered into buying peach wine.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh.
So gross.
It actually wasn't bad.
It was gross.
But she didn't like it.
I don't know who to believe.
It was bitter.
I'm at an impasse. you tell me why you hated it first, and then we'll go to Jake. I'm just kidding.
I was ready to tell you why.
I saw you. I was like, brr.
Where do you guys think, like, have you guys have gone on a vacation together, right?
Yeah.
Where did you go? Just, like, Wildwood?
California.
California,
we
okay.
Went to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you guys been together now?
4 years this month.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Damn. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Looks a little bare.
Do you have a cold, Meg? What's wrong? Do you have a cold?
No. Oh. My finger hurts.
Oh, wow.
Her ring finger.
Better not put anything on. It might be too much weight.
Yeah. but better,
just be like,
better ice it and keep it elevated.
I literally took Jake to look at engagement rings. He had no choice.
Yeah.
But then to get me back, he waited a year to give it to me after that.
Yeah.
What a nagger.
But which one do you think is the coolest place you guys have been to together?
Cali. Like,
yeah. Cali? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was your Malibu
favorite
part? Winery.
Yeah.
You guys went to the Malibu Winery?
Yeah.
To Semler Saddle
That's
Rock.
Cool.
That's
it was
awesome.
Great.
Yeah, that was my first foray into wine.
Really?
And mm-hmm. It was, now I'm in love with it.
Yeah?
I love wine.
Dare I say I'm a connoisseur? No, I'm not a connoisseur.
What did you say?
You're
not
a connoisseur. I thought
you
said something else, too.
Yeah, I thought you said
you didn't finish the word.
Yeah, I thought you said that, too.
I'm a...
Dare I say I'm a cunt? That's what I thought you said.
Can that be the episode name?
I'm writing it down.
Dare I say I'm a cunt? Well, that's because I was trying to think. What's it called? What are the a sommelier? That's the word I was
Whoa.
Trying to think of.
A pirate?
I'm the captain now.
Yeah. You just get drunk off wine and you just.
I was watching At Midnight the other day, and they had a cat dressed up like a pirate, and they were they were trying to do like what this cat would say for something when you talked, and Doug Benson goes, "I'm the captain, meow."
Oh, that's great.
Name drop.
But I don't know Doug Benson. Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
And
got it,
we're kicked out.
All right, that was good.
But
where's
what
your favorite about? Place then that we've been?
I don't know.
It's because he can't remember. He's just like,
yeah, that's
so
all.
So many to choose from.
You know what? I did want to say to you, because you're not on Snapchat yet, but you guys are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Around Halloween.
I don't think we're friends.
Are we? Are we not friends?
No.
You know, I'm not friends with anybody except for, like,
your true friends.
My.
Except for people I like.
No. I think I did it because all of my improv group were on Snapchat and they had all these inside jokes. So
we wouldn't get it.
Yeah. No, that's why I signed up, so that I could see all the inside jokes, and then I realized, oh, it's all stupid.
Yep.
Oh, no, I should
not brought to you by Snapchat.
But what do you call it? Around Halloween, they had Salem. Do you guys ever do
the video stuff?
The story stuff when you stuff around the world?
Sometimes.
Not really that interesting, but sometimes it's cool. And they had one for Salem, Massachusetts, and it showed people doing like a ghost tour, a witch. Like, I don't know, is that a derogatory term now?
What, witch?
No,
yeah,
that's what they use there. That's what they say.
Okay, because they were like making, they were doing like a potion mm-hmm. in front of everybody, like they were like putting all this stuff and like saying chants into
been?
A cauldron.
Wait, why do you? Why would you think witch is a derogatory term?
No, because like around the time of Halloween, there was like a bunch of.
Whoa.
Sorry.
The ghost just shook the microphone.
Yeah,
yeah. Sorry.
Around the time of Halloween, a bunch of Wiccans, like lady Wiccans, because I think Wiccans can be guys or girls,
yeah.
right? So I'm just trying to specify that witch was a derogatory term and that people shouldn't dress up as witches.
Yeah, because Wiccans just believe in nature.
Yeah. So they thought it was offensive to them.
Why is everything getting offensive?
Everything.
Was, I don't know.
Like
but...
Pocahontas and
my friend,
Jasmine.
A girl I did improv with in... Up in New York, her band was named in the Washington Redskins lawsuit.
Really?
Yeah, because the Washington Redskins were like, well, all these names are offensive. How come you're not going after them? And their band name is Reformed Whores. That's a plug for them. They're like a comedy duo, like a Garfunkel and Oates set up. And they were named in the lawsuit.
Huh.
But yeah, so witches... That's why.
Well, I saw something the other day on, like, Mike Rowe posted something on Facebook. Apparently, somebody on CNBC or something or CNN, I don't know, was saying that the term hardworking is offensive because it belittles slavery.
Oh, good God.
It's pretty much what they were saying. Like, they're like, I have a picture, I hang a poster up or a picture in my wall of people picking in cotton fields to remind me of what real hard work is and all this stuff. And it's like, well, they were forced to do that. They didn't do that because they wanted to.
Yeah.
It's like you're kind of belittling them a little
bit. Yeah, that's... Wait, Mike Rowe said that?
Yeah. Well, no, Mike Rowe, he commented on this person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like why that was
I was stupid. Like, I thought he had more sense.
No. He was saying, like I have a picture like that, too. It's me and about to scoop out a toilet with a garden trowel. because that reminds me of something that I never want to have to do again, and that people are actually doing hard work out there.
I would like to see Mike Rowe do dirty jobs in, like, a political sense, like just ruin somebody's life, like one of those dirty jobs. Put, like, itching powder on a boxer's glove. Those kind of dirty jobs.
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Taking in a hole.
Taking people out.
Yeah.
You see him chasing down Nancy Kerrigan again, like, 30 years later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think Mike Rowe should do with the rest of his career. No more Chevy commercials or Ford commercials.
Or Wranglers.
Wranglers.
Jeans, right?
Yeah, he's doing them all.
Yeah.
You guys know who Mike Rowe is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dirty jobs.
Yep.
All right. I don't know.
In your face.
And the, what were we and talking the paper towel commercials.
Yeah. What was a good thing we were talking about before we got derailed by
it? We were talking about where we like to go.
Yeah.
And you brought up Salem because that's my favorite place.
Yeah? Salem's your favorite place?
I thought that's why you brought it up. Yeah.
Oh. No, I didn't. I just thought I remember it. I thought Mexico was...
Mexico was awesome.
Just when we went out for the day.
That one day.
We stayed on the resort. Like, this was our honeymoon. We stayed thing for like... We were there a week.
Yeah.
And every day we didn't leave the resort. And it was cool because it was peaceful.
You're not really supposed to leave.
Yeah.
They tell you not to in Mexico. But we did leave to go to Playa del Carmen.
Did you go to Chichen Itza or whatever?
Yeah. That was the one day.
That
we said it was the
amazing.
Worst day
That's awesome.
And the best day ever. Because it was like, 14, 15 hour day?
On a bus that like...
Oh, you couldn't even... Like, I am so short. I'm only 5 foot tall. And... I could barely bend my legs in the seats.
What?
Like, it was awful.
Yeah.
So, and he's 6 foot, or 5'11", whatever you are.
7 foot nine.
And a half.
So he was so uncomfortable.
I really wanted to jump in the cenote.
We didn't because we still had 6 hours to go.
I don't know.
I think it's really deep.
That's the only reason.
How deep was it to the water?
Oh, to jump? I think
it was 20, 30 feet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was pretty.
It was
sure
amazing.
It was like a huge one.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was still pretty cool looking, but.
We didn't go because we had our bathing suits on, but the only reason we didn't do it is because we had 6 more hours to go for the day.
Mm. We know I'd be coming back with a yeast infection. Guys can get them too, you know. Guys can get them too.
No, that Chichen Itza was.
Seriously,
because
imagine.
If you ever go, though, what they do is, and it's so sneaky. I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
No, go ahead. our podcast. Go ahead. What do they do? What's sneaky?
No, I'm just kidding. How they take you on a bus and they take you to the gift store first. So they take you to the gift store where you spend, like, if you buy, like, a bowl, you'll spend, like, $50 on the bowl. And then once you get to Chichen Itza, they have vendors that are out there and the bowls
are,
like, $10.
Oh,
really?
And so they get you to buy everything first.
But they give you a disclaimer when you get there. They're like, please don't buy anything from these vendors.
Because the kids...
They're like,
they
these kids are supposed to be in school, mm-hmm. and they bring them here to sell
to
stuff.
Sell stuff. Oh,
I was like, hey, they're starting their career, all right? How valuable is school anyway?
Entrepreneur.
That place was amazing, though.
Yeah. That could be the next Mark Cuban running around here.
Yeah. Remember the wall that was built of skulls?
Yeah.
I'm just happy so I knew what a cenote was when you said it.
Yeah, dude.
You know why?
Why?
Because of video games. Boom.
Boom! Do you have anything planned on, like, where you want to go? Like next?
We're going to Vegas, I think, mm-hmm. next fall.
For a wedding.
For a wedding.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun there.
And
we drove there.
He wants to go to Disney World, but
yeah,
I'd rather go on like a cruise or something.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
I've never been to cruise.
Yeah. What?
You ever see Titanic? Poseidon? Poseidon?
Poseidon.
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 No, seriously. It's I don't do that.
Okay.
No, because like
I like cruises.
Okay, do you? Yeah. You've been on cruises?
One. I've been
one?
On one.
How
mm-hmm.
about you?
Mm-hmm.
One?
One.
Together?
No.
Oh, man. Mm. You guys couldn't limbo together? Well, no, because like they say the number one risk of like getting food poisoning happens on a cruise.
Why? Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't there like an E. coli breakout or something on a
very
on
recently,
a
carnival cruise.
Yeah.
And
well,
then,
you got to go on Caribbean.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Disney cruise.
I don't think I'll ever get you on a cruise.
Never fucking get
you. Do you
me
get
on a
motion
cruise.
Sickness?
No, but we did have the best.
Yeah.
Bubba got motion sickness.
Yeah.
So threw up blood all over the
How?
Boat. I was chumming.
Dead serious. Wasn't that the worst bachelor party experience you've ever had?
No, I mean, I had a fun weekend. It was just that moment sucked.
That you mean that 6 hour moment?
That 3 hour. Well, the first half was fun.
The first, like, two.
And then it was like, okay. Once it was like 30-foot swells, it's like, can we go back now? Like, no.
Why
Jay
would
wants
they,
that bachelor party redo.
Everybody on the ship. Like, we weren't the only party on
well,
there.
It's because we were drinking, we were like facing whiskey the night before.
No, I wasn't.
But like
you were,
I was, and your cousin.
I was holding.
Cousins were.
I just wish we would have played golf, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wasn't
Alex
it raining
made,
all day?
Alex made a smart move. Alex and Jake's dad went golfing.
And I think Anthony too, right?
Oh yeah, Anthony.
Anthony
did too.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You
just
went to a bachelor party. Let's
yeah, I did. It was
Notre Dame Temple game.
We talked about this.
Oh
right?
yeah, we did. We
already
did.
Yeah. So sorry. Yeah.
Wiener bagel.
Yeah. That's right. It's available now on iTunes. No.
Listen to Jake eat a pretzel for a whole hour.
A whole hour if you want to hear it.
I only listened to the half of that episode and I turned. No, I'm just kidding.
She is. She realized like once she started saying that.
No, I'm kidding.
Do you realize how she hasn't finished saying kidding?
I'm
kidding.
now
you said it out of context.
Now it's neglecting.
I don't know.
Nope.
I guess I guess we should go to brunch now.
Oh yeah.
I am actually the coupley thing to do.
Very hungry.
Do you guys like doing brunch? Are you guys like a
never
brunch
done
people?
You never done brunch?
Wait, what?
I mean, well, we never done it.
All the time.
What?
We've never done it here. Have we never done brunch?
No.
I don't know.
I think brunch.
We went to hibachi last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, for lunch.
Oh, Shell. Okay. She hates hibachis.
Oh.
What kind of horrible person?
Oh, my God. Can I just say, there was a chef at hibachi last week who was clearly not Japanese.
Yeah.
And he threw the accent on hard.
Oh, God, that's messed
up. He was like Middle Eastern. And he's like,
really?
No, he's like, oh, very fast. So sorry. I'm like,
oh,
is this guy serious?
The manager comes over and he's like, look, Greg, we're going to need you to turn it down. He's like, what do you mean? I'm giving him the whole experience. No, Greg, we need you to just knock it off. It's very offensive.
Yeah. But there's that episode of The League where Timothy Oliphant is a sushi chef, and he's doing all the Japanese stuff and like fighting
yeah.
the crawl.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. It was like, really? You're kind of freaking me out.
Did you guys, what do you call it? Meg, you're not in our league this year, right?
I wasn't invited.
You will be next year.
Thanks.
That's
what you said last year.
No. Okay. Because I was. Okay.
You put your sister in it instead. Yeah.
Okay.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Meg.
Next year.
No, for real. Because I'm making.
I guess in my lineup.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway. But I don't even know when we started. Do you know?
I started the stopwatch like two or three minutes.
Oh, ago. Shit. So where are we?
We're 110 right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is a nice long episode.
Yeah, just keep going.
Make three episodes right now. Hey, guys, they're still here a week later.
We'll just be a part of your podcast from now on.
That's the new
How
thing.
How much would you love that?
I would love it, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a nice
answer.
You would
love it.
Yeah. No.
I'm kidding.
No, seriously, I enjoy talking to you. We never do this. It's always what's for dinner. Yeah, I have to leave in 10 minutes. I love you too. Did butt poop.
That's like the number one question.
Yeah. He's our child.
Yeah. Another thing about Bud.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess we ended.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Do you want to?
Yeah. I mean, I'm having fun, but I don't want to ruin lunch, brunch, crunch,
brunch,
stunch. Munch.
Well, good maybe you'll be on time next time.
This is the weirdest part. Okay.
Hey!
This is making it. This is just not the intro. This is going to be at the end, just buried in there. Just us
all right.
Out taking haze.
Just put this at the very end of the episode, actually.
I feel like Hall & Oates should be playing while we...
You should put this
boom,
at the...
Bam, boom, bam. Yeah. It's us giggling and messing up the... saying the word hey.
Ready? Right. Do it again.
Wait, how do I know when to go?
Just feel it, girl. Just feel it out. We'll go for a shorter one this time.
No, don't.
Why?
No, I'm not saying it.
Why?
Because you're saying don't say it.
I'll give the rap at the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Maestro. Yeah. Maestro. All right, ready?
Yep.
Mm-mm. Hey!
Yo! Oh, no. Did you say yo?
Yeah. Yo!
Yo!
Dude, that would have been such a better intro. Yo! Dude!
It's going to take us an hour to get it. Just to get the hey.
We usually do this very quick.
Number nine.
All right. Hey, welcome to the. Great. I don't know what to do.
All right,
my hands.
Everything, and the car ran real good.
All right, here we go.